from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we go back to the Tri-Valley League here tonight. Boys action from Lawrence High School. First time we've been over here this season as it's Franklin and Lawrence, the battle of the Purple Devils and the Leopards here tonight live from Lawrence High School. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara located Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, we saw these two very same teams in our first game of the season back in November over in Franklin, a game that Lawrence won 67-54. Don't let the score fool you, though. That was about a five-point ball game the whole way through until deep in the fourth quarter, Lawrence got hot, hit some three-pointers, and pulled away. Since then, it's always fun to see how teams mature throughout the season. Franklin has been playing very good basketball. Lawrence is as well. They are leading their side of the division in the Tri-Valley League. They're hoping to get to the championship in a few weeks. Franklin is really fighting on their side of the league as well and trying to get as many sectional points as they can going forward. So this would be a big win for them here tonight. And Lawrence, of course, is trying to stave off Edmiston and Morris. And Franklin is on the same side as well as they try to punch a ticket to the Tri-Valley Championship. It looks like all signs are pointing to a Lawrence and Milford Tri-Valley Championship matchup for both the boys and the girls in this league, but still a lot of basketball left to be played. And as we saw last night, Milford was undefeated in the league, went down in overtime at Edmiston. They lost by three. So anybody can win this time of year, and that's what makes it so exciting. All right, stay tuned, folks. We got boys basketball action here tonight on CDO. Franklin visiting Lawrence. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Buddy, Nate Law with you here, live from Lawrence High School tonight. Again, boys, Tri-Valley action. Franklin coming over to visit the Lawrence Leopards. And it's going to be a fantastic contest here tonight, I would say, as we saw these two teams earlier in the year. Lawrence winning that. But both these teams coming off some very good games recently, especially Franklin. They had a tough test last week hosting Milford, who was undefeated at the time in the league. Franklin really jumped on them early in that contest, was ahead 25-16 at the end of the first quarter. Milford battled back to win that contest 67-57, but I think it showed the local coaches, players, media that Franklin is the real deal. They might be a small school. Some coaches might have been counting them out throughout the league early in the season, but they are here to play, and come sectional time or even this point of the season where some teams are playing spoiler, Franklin can certainly come into any gym and win at any time. Lawrence is playing great basketball right now as well, especially in the league. They lost to Milford just about 2 weeks ago. That's their lone league loss, and they're trying to stay on top of the division and get a rematch with Milford, possibly in the Tri-Valley Championship, but just playing strong basketball. They're led by Jared Conklin as well as Mitchell Barra. Barra comes in averaging just over 16 a game. Conklin comes in averaging just over 15 a game. They have size. They have strength. They really have the whole package that can give teams a lot of trouble. They have a great point guard. He's just a sophomore, Mason Weir. Very cool, calm, and collected with the ball. A lot of size inside. And that's going to be tough here for Franklin tonight. They're going to have to do a great job on the glass, boxing out to keep some of these big bodies of the Lawrence Leopards off the boards here tonight. On the other side, of course, with Franklin, you have Derek Beers averaging 20 points a game. And that is certainly a tough thing to handle for any team in this league, as Beers had a great night against Milford the other night, scoring 28 in that contest. Just really an all-around athletic kid that is tough for anybody to guard here in the Tri-Valley League. So Derek Beers and Franklin, of course, a very tough team to contend with. Very impressed when we saw them against Skenevis last week as well. Guys like Billy Davis, their center, stepping up, as well as Turner Thies. Max Carey had 12 in that ball game, and Skenevis really won pretty easily when we saw him here on CDO last week, 58-32. A really nice contest there for Franklin as they've continued to grow throughout the year for Coach Daryl Beers. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have the starting lineups. We'll get things set here tonight for Lawrence and Franklin. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
McDonald's announces four big bundles of lovin' at teeny tiny prices. Introducing Mickey D's Meal Deals. Choose from a crispy McChicken sandwich or a juicy grilled onion cheddar burger, each with small fries and a small drink, just $2.99. Or step up to a delicious McDouble or six-piece golden chicken McNuggets meal deal, only $3.29. Mickey D's Meal Deals. A lot of lovin', not a lot of pan. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
What'd Mom get you for dinner?
Happy Meals from McDonald's.
Oh, when I was your age.
You used to have to walk to school, barefoot through the snow. TV only had four channels.
Hardy har no. When I was your age, I used to love Happy Meals too. Grandma and Grandpa used to take me to McDonald's.
Really?
They did?
Absolutely. We used to have to walk there, barefoot, through the snow, uphill, both ways, to get through a swamp that
Some of the best family memories begin with opening up a McDonald's Happy Meal. Now starting at $2.99. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley. featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valleys Retail Store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight, live from Lawrence High School. Boys Tri-Valley action between Franklin and Lawrence. Thanks again for tuning in for our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara's on Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Stop by and see Cork and the crew. Let's do our starting lineups here tonight. First four visiting Franklin and head coach Darrell Beers. A junior, number 10, Derek Beers. A junior wearing number 14, Max Carey. A senior wearing number 23, Kyle Martin. A junior wearing number 24, Turner Thies. And a senior, the big man, the center, number 31, Billy Davis. On the other side for the home team tonight, the Lawrence Leopards, first place in the West Division right now in the Tri-Valley for head coach Andy Carr, has a ton of experience. A senior wearing number 21, Mitchell Barra. A senior wearing number 23, Jared Conklin. A senior, the point guard, Edwin Rivera, wearing number 30. A junior wearing number 32, Anthony Monaco. We'll see him down low tonight. And the sophomore also running in a guard position tonight, number 33, Mason Weir. Lawrence will be in their home white uniforms tonight with the black and the red trim. Says Lawrence across the front of the chest there in red and black lettering. Franklin, on the other hand, is in the road purple uniforms with the gold trim. Says Franklin Purple Devils in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. Franklin will go left to right to start things off. Lawrence will go right to left. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. And a big thank you to Lawrence Central School for getting us set up here, being gracious hosts. Of course, you have to thank Coach Pat Grasso, longtime Tri-Valley benefactor, I guess you would say, as he has done so much for this league over the years and really made sure that everything is well taken care of, especially here at Lawrence Central. We'll tip it up here between Mitchell Barra of Lawrence as well as Billy Davis of Franklin. Franklin again going left to right, and Lawrence right to left will tip it up here at center court. We're underway. Ball is loose, and Lawrence will come away with it to start things off with Jared Conklin. Conklin back up top for Weir. Drives into the paint, passes down low, and this one up off the glass and no good. And Franklin comes back the other way to Turner Thies. Thies into the right corner. Now he'll dribble back up. Lawrence coming out here in a little zone action. Franklin going left to right. Here's Max Carey looking to set up the offense here for Franklin. Here's Turner Thies. This looks like it'll be a little box and one activity, actually, against Derek Beers with Mason Weir shadowing him. Franklin to the left side. Now to Turner Thies. Top of the key. Drives into the paint. Into the corner now for Max Carey. Long three ball. Off the mark. No good. Lawrence comes down with the rebound. And here's Weir up the floor. 45 seconds into the contest. We're scoreless between Lawrence and Franklin. Mitchell Barrett with the ball back up to Jared Conklin. Franklin hanging out in the 2-3 zone here tonight. There's Barra all the way to the hoop, and this will be a jump ball. And possession will go back to Franklin. So 1 minute gone here, first quarter. We're scoreless between Lawrence and Franklin. Franklin with the ball. Looked a little confused on that first possession as to what they needed to run offensively. And we'll see what they do the second time up here with Turner Thies as he crosses half court and down the right wing. Thies at the top of the key will pass to the far side as Mason Weir draped all over Derek Beers to start off this contest. Here's Max Carey, long three, right wing, off the mark, no good. Both teams fighting for the rebound. Beers comes way up and good. They lost Beers on the baseline. He pulls down the rebound, puts up the right-handed layup. Franklin with an early 2-0 lead. So it is that box and one here tonight as Lawrence will look to shadow Derek Beers at least to start the game. 6:25 to go, first quarter, 2-0 lead here for Franklin on the road against Lawrence. And here's Conklin back up to Mitchell Barra. Barra skips across the 2-3 zone looking here at the top of the key for Monaco. Monaco drives in but will have a traveling call there. Turnover and the ball back to Franklin. 6:14 to go, first quarter. Franklin with a 2-0 lead. Turner Thies will walk the ball up the floor here for the Purple Devils as they go left to right. Now for Max Carey into the right corner. Carey outside the three-point line, kicks it up top, and now they reverse it across and down low. Looking for Billy Davis. Davis with a turnaround shot. He's closely guarded here. Tries to pass to Max Carey, but stepped on the line. An early turnover here for the Purple Devils. 5:56 to go, first quarter. The Lawrence fans still standing here until the first Lawrence basket of the night. And we're over 2 minutes in, and the Leopards still looking to break down this Franklin 2-3 zone for the first time tonight. Here's Conklin to the right side. Now for Barra. To the near side for Monaco. Into the left corner as Lawrence goes right to left. Here's Monaco, a dribble drive. Out for Conklin. Left corner, three. Got it. Shot there for Jared Conklin. Nails the three-pointer. Lawrence takes their first lead of the night on their first buck of the night. And it's 3-2. 5:25 to go in this first quarter. And here is Turner Thies into the corner. Now for Kyle Martin. Surveying things, back to Max Carey as they'll look to free the ball up for Derek Beers. As again, Mason Weir all over him so far on defense. For Lawrence, back out for Kyle Martin. His three ball, no good. Ball into the corner. Nice save there by Turner Thies. And a fresh shot clock for Franklin. They work it down low to Billy Davis. Off his hands, but he recovers. Into the corner for Thies. A three ball for him. This is good. Turner Thies for three. And Franklin regains the lead 5-3 with 4:50 to go first quarter. Beers now playing defense right back here on Mason Weir. A little full-court pressure before he backs off. Lawrence the other way as they go right to left. They trail by two. Here's Conklin, a deep three. It dies on the back rim, and Beers pulls down the rebound for Franklin. Beers running the floor, tries a pass through traffic, intercepted by Monaco of Lawrence. Now the ball loose and into the radio table here. All is well as we hold on with 4:30 to go in this first quarter. It's 5-3. 4:31 to go here. Franklin with a 5-3 lead. And Lawrence will inbounds the ball to Mason Weir. Nice save there by Kyle Martin. Did come sliding into the radio table here. Luckily nothing knocked away. With 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Turnaround shot for Conklin is no good. Billy Davis pulls down the rebound, and here comes Franklin up the floor with Derek Beers. Beers at the top of the key, and they are really keying on him so far tonight. Beers to the right side, tries to work it inside for Billy Davis, and is picked off by Mitchell Barra. Barra down the floor, up off the glass, and good. Mitchell Barra with the first bucket of the night for him. So Conklin with a three, Barra with a two. 3:55 to go first quarter, and we're tied. Actually, no, that puts Franklin ahead here as they run the floor, and Max Carey with a quick layup up and in. So it was tied 5-5, but Franklin quickly down the floor. And Carey with the shot up and in, and he's fouled, and we'll head to the line. So Max Carey to the line, looking to make it a three-point play here for the Purple Devils. His shot is up and good. So a three-point play gives Franklin a three-point lead, 8-5 with 3:50 to go first quarter. Here's Conklin back the other way. Quick transition, and he goes up, misses the shot. He's fouled, and Jared Conklin will go to the line. So Jared Conklin, the senior, an outstanding guard here for the Lawrence Leopards, heading to the line for the first time tonight. Conklin's first shot off the back rim, no good. He hit that three, which got Lawrence on the board just a couple of minutes ago. He'll step up for his second shot with his team down by three on the home floor. First quarter, second shot rattles in for Conklin. He now has 4 points for a game high so far in this first quarter. 3:45 to go in this first frame. It's Franklin 8, Lauren 6. They work it inside for Billy Davis. Turned around, shot. This one dies on the front rim. No good. Mitchell Barra with the rebound for Lawrence. And off they come as they like to run it up the floor. And here's Conklin to Weir. Now to Mitchell Barra. His three-pointer off the rim. No good. Rebound here for the Leopards. We'll have a jump ball, and possession goes back here to Lawrence. So it stays with them. 3:25 to go first quarter. It's 8-6. Lawrence on top. Lawrence trailing, to Franklin here at home. Lawrence gets the ball in. A shot is no good, and Derek Beer is down the floor to the left wing, outside the three-point line. Finds Billy Davis in the lane. Turnaround shot, no good. Again, just up a little short. Lawrence with the ball as they'll try to go coast to coast. Down the right wing for Mason Weir. Leopards with the ball. They skip the zone. And here is Conklin. Gets into the paint. Kicks it out now for Monaco. His shot off the rim, no good. And Franklin comes down with the rebound. We'll have a jump ball between Davis of Franklin and Monaco of Lawrence. And this time the arrow points back to Franklin. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. We'll have a timeout. And Franklin on the road leading 8-6. We'll take a quick break as well. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Live from Lawrence High School here tonight. Tri-Valley boys action between visiting Franklin and the home team Lawrence. Franklin leads 8-6 with 2:30 to go in this first quarter. Shot from Franklin on the left wing from Kyle Martin is no good, off the rim, out of play. And back to Lawrence it'll go as they trail by two. Good and entertaining first quarter here between the Leopards and the Purple Devils. And here is Mason Weir to the far side. Up top now for Mitchell Barra. Back to Weir. Weir into the left corner trying to find Conklin. He's outside the three-point line and back up to the far side for Barra. Barra now to Conklin as they continue to work it around this zone. They find Monaco. He backs Billy Davis down up off the glass and good. First points of the night there for Anthony Monaco. He has two with 2 minutes to go. First quarter, we are tied 8-8. Turner Thies with the ball now. Dribble drive here for Franklin up off the glass. No good, but he's fouled. Then we'll go to the line. 1:56 to go first quarter. Turner Thies already hit a three-pointer in this first quarter, looking to add to it here. So Derek Beers with two, Max Carey with three, Turner Thies with three for Franklin. Barra with two, Conklin with four, and Monaco with two on the other side for the Leopards. Thies to the line. First shot rattles in and out. Ball had a lot of spin on it. Pops out of the cylinder, and we're still tied 8-8 with 1:56 to go first quarter. Second shot coming here for Turner Thies, and that one's in. So Thies now to lead Franklin with 4 points. They lead 9-8 with 1:50 to go first quarter. Here's Mason Weir, right side. This one rattles out. Ball is loose on the rebound, and Conklin will grab it down here for Lawrence on the right wing. Up top for Mason Weir. Weir barks out of play, directs some traffic, gets the ball to Conklin, now to Barra, reverses to Weir. 2-3 zone still here for Franklin. Casey Jacobson has checked into the game for the first time tonight for the Purple Devils. And here's Mason Weir again, skipping across the top of the zone. And now down low for Conklin, for Jarrett Benjamin in the corner. His shot is too strong. And a rebound from Conklin off the glass and good. Conklin just muscled that one up and good. He's got a team and game high 6 points. Lawrence regains the lead 10-9. with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's Martin, now for Max Carey, outside the three-point line, up top for Jacobson. Pump fake. Gets it back for Max Carey, through his hands, though, off the bounce pass and out of play. Possession back to Lawrence with 1:03 to go first quarter. Good game here so far on the boys' side tonight. Lawrence 10, Franklin 9. 1 minute to go in the first frame. Here's Mason Weir to Monaco. And Lawrence really looking to move the ball around the zone here. Here's Mitchell Barra, a little 15-foot jumper off the rim. No good, didn't have enough mustard on it. And Franklin will scoop it up and bring it back up the floor with Turner Thies with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. They trail by one. Thies for Casey Jacobson. Left side, tried to go inside for Billy Davis. He picks it up off the floor, drives to the hoop, and it's good. Billy Davis, his first 2 points tonight. Franklin leads 11-10. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mason Weir with the ball for Conklin as they set up against the 2-3 zone. Very active here for Franklin. Down low for Jarrett Benjamin. Back off for Weir. Kicks it back out for Benjamin. His shot left side baseline, no good. Another rebound here for Conklin. Tried to pass back over to Weir, off his hands and out of play with 9 seconds to go first quarter. So Franklin will have a chance for the last shot of the quarter here, it looks like, as they lead 11-10. But Lawrence applying some full court pressure to try to make it hard. Turner Thies one-on-one, brings it up the floor. Now for Kyle Martin. Back out for Thies. Skips it across for Max Carey. A three at the buzzer. Rattles out. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Franklin leads 11-10 here on the road against Lawrence. And a great boys action here tonight. Again, 11-10, Franklin leads after one. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
The Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Les Grummans and his staff wish the best to all coaches and players this season. The Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home is located at 425 Main Street in Franklin. They've been proudly serving the Tri-County area since 1898. They have earned a fine reputation for their exceptional, personalized service and attention to detail. Their beautiful facility features a chapel, tastefully decorated visiting rooms, and a children's room for use during services. Visit them online at BennettFH.com or call them at 829-2272. That's 829-2272. Good luck, Franklin Purple Devils, from the Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home in Franklin.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Turner Thies with the ball here as Mitchell Barra scores first for Lawrence, and they now lead 12-11. 7:30 to go here, second quarter. Ball off the mark, no good. Back out for Thies for Franklin. Long shot back over to Kyle Martin, and he hits the three-pointer. So Martin makes it 14-12 with 7:20 to go in this second quarter. Now for Mason Weir. Back out for Conklin. He tries a long three. It dies on the rim. No good. Billy Davis pulls down the rebound. Franklin with the ball and ahead here to Derek Beers. Beers now for Turner Thies. Thies with the ball right side as Franklin goes left to right. They pass one over here for Kyle Martin. Martin back for Max Carey. Carey thought about a three. Now he'll put one up. This one off the back rim. No good. Lawrence with the rebound with 6:45 to go second quarter. They'll bring it up the floor here with Mason Weir. Weir now for Barra. He drives into the lane up off the glass, and this one is good for Mitchell Barra. He has 6 points. So it's Conklin and Barra each with six. We're tied at 14 with 6.5 minutes to go second quarter. Here's Turner Thies. Passes one for Max Carey outside the three-point line again. Carey inside for Billy Davis as it's still that box and one here tonight. On Derek Beers. Beers with 2 points so far. Max Carey drives to the hoop up off the glass. No good, but he's fouled and will head to the line. 6:18 to go second quarter. We're still tied up at 14. Boy, a lot of times when you see the box and one, it's going to have to be the other guys on the team to try to step up and hit some of those shots so far. Franklin is doing that. Max Carey from the line. His first shot no good off the front rim. Second shot coming here for Carey, who already has 3 points on the night, all from a three-point play midway through that first quarter. Second shot coming here for Carey. 14-14 game. Shot is up and through the hoop for Max Carey. A swish there. He has 4 points. Ball tipped away by Beers as Lawrence tried to quickly inbounds. Beers now will back off as Franklin leads 15-14. 6:18 to go second quarter. This time Lawrence will be able to walk it up the floor here with Mason Weir. As Lawrence in the home white tonight with the red and the black trim, they go right to left. Rivera back in the game here for Lawrence. Works it down low for Berra. His shot no good. And Kyle Martin with a big rebound there. He works it to Beers. Now ahead for Turner Thies. Thies outside the three-point line. Takes the shot, no good. Ball is loose off the rebound. Zebra Cruz says it will be Lauren's ball with 5:55 to go before the half. 15-14. Franklin with the lead. And Lauren's will inbound the ball in front of their own bench and bring it up the floor here again against this 2-3 zone for Franklin. Weir with the ball. Passes for Rivera. Now to Berra. At the top of the three-point line and off for Conklin. Berra and Conklin both with 6 points apiece here to lead Lawrence. Now for Anthony Monaco. He was on the line, stepped out, and Franklin will hold on to possession. They lead 15-14, 5:40 to go second quarter. Thies with the ball as he crosses the Lawrence Leopards logo at half court as Franklin goes left to right there in the purple and the gold tonight. Here's Turner Thies, drives baseline, and back out for Max Carey. Carey at the top of the key. Back for Turner Thies. Dribble drive all the way to the hoop. Up off the glass. No good. Monaco the rebound. Outlets to Conklin of Lawrence. Here come the Leopards in transition. Conklin off the glass and he scores it. Conklin went right into the paint. Kissed it off the glass. And it's 16-15 now. 8 points for Jared Conklin with 5:05 to go second quarter. And it's Lawrence leading 16-15. Here's Turner Thies. Now for Max Carey. For Beers. They finally get him the ball down low. Turnaround shot for Derek Beers up and good. So Beers, having to deal with the box and one defense, gets his first clean look of the night there. He has 4 points. Franklin back on top, 17-16. 4:45 to go second quarter. Here's Berra with a three off the mark, but Rivera with a rebound for Lawrence and a fresh shot clock for the Leopards. Back up top, Mason Weir, pump fake, gets to the foul line, kicks it out for Rivera. Down and low for Monaco off the glass and good. Anthony Monaco now has 4 points, and Lawrence regains the lead, 18-17. 4:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Beers, top of the key, looking to set up the offense here. Conklin came out on him. Beers splits through two defenders, out to Davis, now to Max Carey from downtown. No good off the front rim. Lawrence back the other way, going right to left. They find Conklin in transition. Little fake, he's down low, now kicks out for Berra. He drives left baseline, skips the zone, over to Rivera, and now up top for Mason Weir. Pump fakes in the lane, off the glass, no good. Both teams skying for the rebound. It's out of play, and possession remains here with Lawrence. Jordan Shaw, the senior wearing number 10, steps in here for Mason Weir. We saw Shaw hit two big three-pointers in the first game of the season here that we did between Franklin and Lawrence and was really a difference maker off the bench. So here is Conklin over to Rivera. Try to give and go. Broken up and a steal by Derek Beers. 3:45 to go second quarter. Lawrence leads 18-17. Beers in transition. The shot off the mark. No good. And Jordan Shaw comes down with the rebound. One of the shortest guys on the floor. Brings it up. Finds Rivera, but he will travel on the play. And the turnover gives the ball right back to Franklin. 3:37 to go, second quarter. And Lawrence on top, 18-17. And Kyle Martin will inbound the ball here to Max Carey of Franklin as they bring it over half court. As the Purple Devils go left to right, Casey Jacobson for three from the left corner, no good. Jordan Shaw pulls it down, ahead for Conklin. He runs the floor, left wing to the hoop, up and good. Jared Conklin now with 10 points. He averages 15 a game on the season. And it's 20-17. Lawrence on top, so Conklin has half of the Lawrence Leopards points so far here in the first half. Here's Derek Beers outside the three-point line for Franklin as they go left to right. Works it inside for Billy Davis. Kick out for Jacobson. His three ball. Skies up. Hits the rim twice. Comes back down before Lawrence skies for the rebound there with Anthony Monaco. And here is Conklin in transition again all the way to the hoop. Misses it this time. Davis with the rebound. He finds Beers. Beers looking to go coast to coast. Dribble drive all the way up, makes the basket, and he's fouled. Derek Beers now with 6 points, and he'll head to the line. as he had to split his way through a sandwich of defenders there. Somehow makes the acrobatic shot off the glass. And it's back to a one-point game. Beers trying to tie things up with 2:45 to go here, second quarter. So Beers, the junior, wearing number 10, averages 20 a game, steps to the line, puts through the free throw. He has a team-high 7 points now for Franklin. And Lawrence is throwing everything in the kitchen sink here at Beers, and he's still finding a way to score. 2:35 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 20. Here's Conklin. He's played very well for Lawrence tonight. He has 10 points, but a foul on the floor this time on Franklin as Conklin tries to drive his way to the tin. This will be a foul on Max Carey for a block with 2:32 to go before the half. So Lawrence will inbound the ball with Jordan Shaw underneath the basket. Shaw tosses one back into Conklin as Lawrence goes right to left. They work it inside for Monaco. Bulls his way towards the basket. His shot no good. And Franklin comes down with the rebound, and Martin will find Beers right side. Beers with the ball. Into the corner now for Jacobson. Pump fake for Max Carey. Back out for Jacobson. Three ball from downtown is off the mark. No good. Lawrence with the rebound and Mitchell Barra. Barra trying to go coast to coast himself. Right into the paint. Up and good. And Mitchell Barra has 8 points. 2 minutes to go. Second quarter. Lawrence with a 2-point lead on their home floor over visiting Franklin in boys action here tonight. 22-20. Into the right corner. Skip pass from Beers to Casey Jacobson. They still are going with that box and one here. Conklin is now on Beers. Beers steps back and a two ball there from the left corner with Conklin right in his grill. And 9 points for Derek Beers. We're tied at 22. 1:35 to go, second quarter. Here's Conklin up top for Shaw as they continue to work against the 2-3 zone. Here's Mitchell Barra from downtown. And that one's good from the left wing. Barra into double figures. He has 11. Conklin has 10. Franklin wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. 1:28 to go, second quarter. Lawrence leads 25-22. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lullwood here on CDO. Just like the first time we saw these two teams, a very tight first half. Franklin visiting Lawrence and boys Tri-Valley action here tonight. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. 1:25 to go before the half, and Lawrence on their home floor leads 25-22. Now it looks like they'll switch things up a little bit here on defense, bringing some full-court pressure. But Franklin going left to right, able to beat it. Ahead for Max Carey from downtown in the right corner. His shot no good, and then a foul on the rebound there on Carey as he reaches in on Mitchell Barra of Lawrence. 1:13 to go before the halftime break. You're going to want to stay tuned during halftime for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll give you all the stats and the scoring summary from the first half and break this one down for you. 1:10 to go here, second quarter. Lawrence in the home whites tonight with the red and the black trim. They go right to left. Here's Barra, top of the key. Still the 2-3 zone for Franklin. Looks like they're going to sit in that here tonight. Here's Conklin into the right corners. We're under a minute to go, second quarter. Now down for Benjamin. Benjamin skips the zone for Lawrence. Back over to Conklin. Pump fake. Little 180 with 10 on the shot clock. Back up to Mason Weir. Back to Conklin. Thought about a three, has to pull it down, now forces one off the glass with the shot clock about to expire. Beers with the rebound, a long outlet pass here to Kyle Martin. He puts on the brakes, he'll slow it down. Here's Jacobson with a little football handoff back to Beers, top of the key, dribble drive. Now for Turner Thies in the left corner as Franklin goes left to right. Up top for Jacobson. Jacobson into the right corner now as he lost it for a second. As we're down to 20 seconds to go in this second quarter, here's Turner Thies. Top of the key, gets it for Billy Davis. He's in the paint. Back out for Martin. His three ball off the mark, no good. Lawrence pulls it down. 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Barra. Dribble drive to the foul line. Pulls up, shot no good. Franklin the rebound. Can Beers get off a half-court shot? He does. This one off the front rim. A three-quarter court shot almost goes down, and that'll do it at halftime. Lawrence leads by three, 25-22. A very exciting first half here. Make sure to stay tuned for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, you can call Mirabideau at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. When we come back, we'll break down all your first half stats for you, give you your scoring summary as well. Again, at the half, 25-22. Lawrence on top of Franklin here in boys action. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Mirabideau keep life affordable. Mirabideau Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Mirabideau. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabideau.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here at the half from Lawrence High School. And Lawrence leads visiting Franklin boys Tri-Valley action here 25-22. A really great up-and-down first half here between these two squads. We saw them back about, I'd say, a month and a half ago. And Lawrence was able to pull away in that contest with probably about 4 minutes left, I would say, for a 67-54 win. Again, really, the score in that game does not show how close it was. It was exactly like this game before, right at the end, Lawrence came in, hit a bunch of threes, and Franklin just went ice cold there in the last 4 minutes of that contest. Tonight, you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Lawrence is throwing everything in the kitchen sink at Franklin and Derek Beers, and I really think Mason Weir has done a good job in the box and one on him. But when you play box and one, your other teammates have to step up and make shots, and Franklin has done that here tonight. We'll check on that in a minute in the scoring summary. But Beers has been able to get his two. He's had to work real hard, but he's picked up some nice rebounds, got some points in transition. He had that three-point play as well, so he's going to get his points. But I think head coach Andy Carr always has a scheme for these type of games. That's what I really like about Coach Carr from Lawrence. He does his homework. You constantly see him out looking at other teams. We saw him the other night when we did the Unitigo-Delhi game. He was there checking out Delhi because Delhi is going to be in the Class D sectionals this year. And he's just always planning ahead. He's got a few notes in his notebook about every team that he could possibly run into down the floor, down the road, I should say. And might have them here on their home floor, might have to travel, you never know, but he's going to know exactly what he's going to need to do. So tonight he throws the box and one at Derek Beers. We'll see if they continue that in the second half or not. But I thought it was kind of effective in that first half. But Franklin doing a nice job of stepping up and making some shots. Guys like Max Carey, Turner Thies, and Kyle Martin doing a nice job there. Let's run through the scoring summary here. Derek Beers, as we said, with 9. Max Carey with 4 for Franklin. Kyle Martin with 3. Turner Thies with 4, and Billy Davis with 2 for Franklin here tonight. I tell you, they've gotten the ball at the high post to Billy Davis a couple of times. If he can make some more shots, that would really help out Franklin. He's made some very nice post moves, just One of those nights the ball doesn't seem to be going down. On the other side for Lawrence, only three guys score in the first half. Mitchell Barra with 11, Jared Conklin with 10, Anthony Monaco with 4. It's been the Barra and Conklin show, and I've been impressed. I've seen Lawrence a few times this year, but they really are running the floor well here tonight. They get the outlet pass, and they look to go, especially with Barra and Conklin. For two guys who are over 6 feet, they can run the floor very well, very athletic, can cause a lot of problems. Lawrence has really good size, and Barra and Conklin are no exception to that. Very rugged, too, can get inside, not afraid to bang around. So Barra with 11, Conklin with 10, and Monaco with 4 for Andy Carr's club here from Lawrence. Again, our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Boy, another chilly one here in central New York today. I got up this morning, it was negative 4. You just don't know when the cold snap is going to end. You get a couple of days in the 30s, and you think you're in a tropical paradise again before it drops back down. So great first half here. Again, Lawrence leading Franklin 25-22. We're live tonight here from Lawrence High School. We won't have a game tomorrow, but we will have another boys game on Friday night. We'll be back down in Afton for a MAC boys matchup between Afton and Walton. And Walton is right smack dab in the middle of the MAC boys standings. They need a big win. And if you're Afton, you're looking for those sectional points as you're going to be in Class D. And if you can win any of those MAC Class C games, even though you might not have a 500 record, if you go to sectionals and you're Afton or someone who plays in the MAC, you can still get a home game or a higher seed just because you're going to get more sectional points for winning some of those games. So certainly very interesting for Afton as they try to get some wins in the second half of the season here. They're a pesky club. They're a team that gave Delhi everything they could handle about 2 weeks ago. So you just never know from Afton. I think that's going to be a nice ball game for us here on CDO on Friday night. Next week, it's all packed, but I think two highlights that you have to look at are on Tuesday and Wednesday, back-to-back nights where we'll be at Unitigo, and it's going to be Unitigo and Sydney. The boys' game on Tuesday of next week, the girls' game on Wednesday. Boy, that is always a fun one between Unitigo and Sydney. And you look at the standings right now, those are ball games that mean something for all those teams, for both Unitigo and Sydney girls, also Unitigo and Sydney boys. Both doing a really nice job this season and staying up there in the upper half of the MAC standings. And boy, hopefully we can get some updates here tonight. The Sydney boys, number 2 in the MAC. The Delhi boys, number 1 in the MAC. They're facing off tonight over in Delhi. And, you know, that's going to be a great contest over there between those two teams. We try to get as many schools in as we can here on CDO, but I know that we'll be seeing Delhi and Sydney many more times this season, especially when it comes down to the MAC playoffs. That's going to be a lot of fun. You just don't know who's going to be in that top four. We'll have as many of those playoff games as we can as they get the seeding going, and it all will end, I guess you can't say end because sectionals is after this, but on February 14th up at Suco, we'll have the MAC championships and the Tri-Valley championships. Boy, it looks like we could do 4 games that day possibly if we decide to do boys and girls MAC and boys and girls Tri-Valley. I think it's feasible, and it could be a lot of fun, and we'll have all those updates for you on WCDOsports.com. That's where you want to go and check out our schedule of games. We have our week of games up there where you can check out the times for the pregame, also the tip-off for boys and girls action every week. You can also check out our WCDO Sports podcast there, which is brought to you each week by Volkswagen Oneonta. You can visit them online, vwoneonta.com, or stop over and see them. Talk some local sports with General Manager Dave Smith. They're located on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the second half here in boys action tonight between Franklin and Lawrence. The score at the half, Lawrence leads 25-22. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, 563-4311.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Time for the start of the second half here live from Lawrence High School tonight. Thanks for joining us on CDL, also on WCDOsports.com. Lawrence leads 25-22. Franklin will have the ball to start the second half, and they'll try a three left corner. Kyle Martin up and good. Three ball for him. Kyle Martin, his second three-pointer of the night. We're tied at 25. Lawrence in the home whites with the red and the black trim. They go left to right. Franklin in the purple and gold. They go right to left. And we are tied up at 25, just 30 seconds into this third quarter. Franklin sticking with the 2-3 zone. And here is Max Carey with some good defense on Mitchell Bear at the top of the key. Here's Conklin. Long three ball for Lawrence. This one off the front rim. Beers pulls down the rebound for Franklin. He'll walk it up the floor as he gets to the timeline. Passes for Kyle Martin. Into the corner now, left side for Max Carey. He'll dribble it all the way back out. Still outside the three-point line. And here's Carey looking for Turner Thies. Thies outside the three-point line now, still for Franklin with 15 to go on the shot clock. Now back for Beers. Here's Beers with 10 as it comes down here on the shot clock. Passes for Thies. He's got a wide open three. Left side off the back rim, no good. Max Carey comes flying out of nowhere for a rebound for Franklin. Back off Kyle Martin. Back for Carey now. Pump fakes on the three. Dribble drive, one-handed. Up off the glass and in. Max Carey with 6 points now. And Franklin retakes the lead, 27-25. So they open up on a little 5-0 run to start the third quarter. 6:25 to go in this third quarter. Mitchell Barra up top here for Mason Weir. Now to Conklin. He'll drive for Lawrence. Kicks it back out for Monaco. He's at the foul line. For Barra now. Dribble drive through the legs. Barra off the glass, and it's good. Mitchell Barra with the kiss off the glass there, and it's tied up 27-27. 6:05 to go, third quarter. Here's Turner Thies. Thies now getting worked on by Jared Conklin. Thies off the glass. No good. Ripped down here by Lawrence. And Barra will bring it down the floor here with 5:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Conklin, right side. Now Barra into the paint. Works it back out for Monaco, but he will travel as he steps into the shot. That's too bad for Lawrence as he made that left baseline shot. And now Lawrence is going to take a 30-second timeout. We're tied at 27, 5:45 to go, third quarter. And we'll actually keep it right here. Tied at 27, just want to talk things over a little bit here as Lawrence has changed up the defense a little bit here to start the third quarter, giving Franklin a couple of different looks. But Franklin starting this third quarter on a 5-0 run on a three by Turner Thies and then a two-pointer by Max Carey as he got in the lane. In among the trees, he was able to get a high arcing shot off with the right hand to go up and in. So Franklin getting some words of encouragement from head coach Darryl Beers. Andy Carr giving instructions to his Lawrence Leopards here. 5:45 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 27. Franklin with the ball. And the purple and gold here on the road tonight at Lawrence High School. Franklin going right to left as they inbounds the ball here to Thies. He'll bring it down the floor. Thies at the timeline to the right side. Gets a pick there from Max Carey. And man-to-man it looks like here for Lawrence this time around. Thies into the corner for Carey. Long three ball for him off the rim. No good. Conklin will track down the rebound for Lawrence. Outlet pass ahead here for Mitchell Barra. Barra dribble drive. His shot up and good. Mitchell Barra having a great shooting night. He has 15. Nothing but net there. Lawrence leads 29-27 with 5:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Beers, has his pocket picked at the top of the key. Lawrence in transition, but it's stolen right back here by Franklin. Beers comes away with it, dribbles down the floor. Kicks it outside for Kyle Martin. Three ball. This one off the mark, but Max Carey, another big rebound here for Franklin. Carey right back into the paint. His shot up and no good. And a rebound for Lawrence. Outlet pass to Conklin, and they push it ahead. Conklin going left to right. Has it picked off by Carey. And ahead now for Franklin back the other way, going right to left. End-to-end action here between the Purple Devils and the Leopards. Up top for Carey. He gets back into play. Finds Billy Davis down low, and we'll have a double dribble here on Franklin's Billy Davis. So the ball right back here to Lawrence. 4:37 to go, third quarter. Lawrence leads 29-27. Boy, a wacky last couple of possessions there. Both teams trading some steals, and nobody comes away with any points. Here's Conklin to the right side, baseline, skips across the zone, finds Benjamin, his shot up and good. Jarrett Benjamin, his first 2 points of the night for Lawrence, and they have a four-point lead, 31-27, 4:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Beers crossing half court, passes one over for Turner Thies. He heads towards the hoop, pulls up, tries a little up and under shot, no good. Rebound comes down on the floor, and nice play there by Monaco. He actually threw it off of Thies out of bounds. And so possession will go to Lawrence. And Franklin will take a timeout to regroup in the meantime. 4:02 to go, third quarter. Lawrence on top, 31-27. We'll step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back live here tonight from Lawrence High School as it's boys Tri-Valley action. Lawrence leads 31-27. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lawrence with the ball going left to right. And here is Mason Weir. Dribble drive to the hoop off the glass. No good. Billy Davis, a big rebound there for the Purple Devils. And here comes Turner Thies. Thies going right to left into the paint. Works it outside here for Kyle Martin. He thought about a three, pulled it down. Far side now for Max Carey. Man-to-man here for Lawrence. Now back for Beers. Beers trying to get off the three ball. Goes all the way to the baseline, but he's fouled here by Mitchell Barra. First foul of the second half. It's been real clean here. First foul for either team. 3:32 to go here, third quarter. Beers will inbound the ball underneath the basket. No one in foul trouble here tonight on either side. Franklin gets the ball in here. And here is Turner Thies all the way into the paint. Works it back off for Max Carey and into the corner looking for Kyle Martin and back up for Carey. Being patient, they get the ball to Billy Davis. High post turnaround shot, it's good. Billy Davis now with 4 points, and we're back to a two-point ball game. 31-29, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Franklin applying a little pressure at half court. Lawrence breaks through, finds Monaco. He's off the glass and good. And the junior, Anthony Monaco, now has 6 points for Lawrence. And it's 33-29. Leopards on top with 2:55 to go, third quarter. And here is Kyle Martin, top of the key. Picks up his dribble, bounces into the corner for Max Carey. Carey trying to find Derek Beers, couldn't do it. Passes inside, it's broken up. Stolen away here by Lawrence. Ball loose on the floor. Monaco brings it down. His shot on the floor is no good, and he'll take a foul. Blocked by Max Carey. And so the ball will be underneath the basket, it looks like, here for Lawrence in their own end. Casey Jacobson will check back in here for the Purple Devils as Max Carey, now with three fouls, comes out. So he's really the first guy tonight that is in foul trouble for either side. Sean Rockwell checks in here for Lawrence as Anthony Monaco will go to the bench. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Lawrence trying to build on this four-point lead here on their home floor. Far side for Conklin. Conklin, dribble drive, outside for Weir for three. This one is good. Mason Weir, his first buck of the night, and it's a huge one. Three-pointer there from the right wing, and Lawrence leads 36-29, biggest lead of the night. Here's Beers, gets into the paint. Fall-away jumper is good, and he's into double figures. He has 11. It's 36-31 now. Lawrence on top with 2:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Conklin, left side, finds Rockwell. Lofts one into the corner here for Barra. Closely guarded by Beers. Goes to the baseline. Shot is in. Let's see if they count the bucket. Not sure if they're going to. We'll see from the Zebra crew. Count the bucket. And Beers with the foul. And so Berra will go to the line. So Berra has a game-high 17, trying to go for the three-point play. He's had an excellent night here for Lawrence. 2:02 to go, third quarter. Lawrence with a 38-31 lead. Berra to the line. Trying to complete the three-point play, and he does. Mitchell Berra now with 18. And Lawrence leads 39-31, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is Kyle Martin, hands one back off for Beers. He tries a shot top of the key off the mark, no good. Looked like he forced it just a little bit there. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Now Mitchell Berra back out for Mason Weir. Looked like he got away with a carry there. Back out for Conklin. Three ball is good. And Conklin hits the three. He now has 13 from the left side. Lawrence, their biggest lead of the night, 42-31. 1:39 to go here, third quarter. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball here tonight on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Les Grummans and his staff wish the best to all coaches and players this season. The Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home is located at 425 Main Street in Franklin. They've been proudly serving the Tri-County area since 1898. They have earned a fine reputation for their exceptional, personalized service and attention to detail. Their beautiful facility features a chapel, tastefully decorated visiting rooms, and a children's room for use during services. Visit them online at BennettFH.com or call them at 829-2272. That's 829-2272. Good luck, Franklin Purple Devils, from the Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home in Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute 30 to go here, third quarter. Lawrence on top of Franklin here in boys Tri-Valley action, live from Lawrence High School. 42-31 the score. The Leopards on top of the Purple Devils. And Kyle Martin will inbound the ball in front of the Franklin bench with a minute 30 to go, third quarter. Gets the ball into Derek Beers, who leads Franklin with 11 points. To the far side for Casey Jacobson, who's back into the ball game for the Purple Devils. Back for Kyle Martin for three. This one off the mark, no good. Berra with another big rebound here for Lawrence. He has 18 for a game high. Now passes one off for Jared Conklin. Skips across this 2-3 zone and finds Jordan Shaw. He steps up for three. This one off the mark, no good. Conklin, the rebound underneath, and his shot is off the mark. Turner Thies comes away with the rebound for Franklin with 1 minute to go, third quarter. Franklin needs a bucket here. Into the left corner for Beers. Dribble drive to the hoop. It was short. Thought he was fouled. Lawrence comes down with the rebound. Back the other way with 45 ticks to go in the third. Conklin forces a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Out for Shaw. This one rattles out. Hit every part of the rim, I think, and then popped back out of the cylinder. So Franklin with the ball. Down 42-31. 35 seconds to go in the third. Martin looking to get it back outside. He finds Casey Jacobson. Into the right corner for Turner Thies. Baseline shot is up and good. Turner Thies now with 6 points, and it's 42-33. 20 seconds to go. Third quarter. Berra will work the ball up the floor. Shot clock is off. Ball is picked off here. Thies got a piece of it right to Beers. Dribble drive off the glass. No good. Lawrence comes down with it with 8 seconds to go. Conklin throws one up. I don't think he knew how much time was left. Gets it back for Martin. Martin with a long three at the buzzer. This one no good. So that's the end of the third quarter. It's 42-33. Lawrence ahead with three quarters in the books. Does Franklin have a comeback in him, or can Lawrence hang on here in a great boys Tri-Valley matchup tonight? We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here live tonight from Lawrence High School. Boys Tri-Valley action. The home team, Lawrence, on top 42-33. They're looking to add to it here. A shot is off the mark, no good, but Mitchell Barra muscles down the rebound, puts it up, and he has 20 points tonight off the miss there from Sean Rockwell. So Lawrence leads 44-33, and now a traveling call on Turner Thies. Franklin not happy with the call. And the ball will go right back to Lawrence. Head coach Daryl Beers very puzzled on that one. Zebra Crew has the final say, and this is disappointing turnover here as Lawrence will pick the ball back up. They lead 44-33. Start of the fourth quarter here tonight on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Mitchell Barra with the ball over to Rivera, who's back into the game, the senior guard for Lawrence. Back for Rockwell. He tries to skip the zone. It's knocked away, and we're going to have a foul on Franklin, as that was Kyle Martin going for the steal and just got a little too much of the body over there on that far side of Mitchell Barra. Foul situation, just to update you. Team fouls. Franklin with three. Lawrence with two. It's been a clean second half. 7:24 to go. Fourth quarter. Lawrence up 44-33 over visiting Franklin here tonight. Here's Mitchell Barra with a nice crossover, trying to get around Casey Jacobson. Barra to the foul line, thought about a shot, instead passes out for Rivera. His shot off the mark, it was short. Franklin pulls down the rebound. Here they come, need a basket on this possession to get things going. Beers for three. This one, too hard off the back glass, no good. Ball loose underneath, up and in. Billy Davis cleans up the mess there and puts it home. He has 6 points. It's 44-33, and Franklin coming with a little bit of a press here. Barra breaks it to the far side, but swatted out of bounds there by Beers. That stops the clock with 6:49 to go, fourth quarter. Max Carey with three fouls comes back in for Casey Jacobson for Franklin. As it's Lawrence 44, Franklin 35. Can Franklin find a way to stop Mitchell Barra in his hot shooting hand tonight? He's got 20. Barra with the ball now as Lawrence goes left to right. The home whites with the red and black trim. Franklin in the road, purple with the gold trim, and now a turnover here on Lawrence as Sean Rockwell just got some happy feet there, took too many steps on the travel. Rivera now will come back out of the game, and Mason Weir, one of the starting guards, will check back in for Lawrence. 6:41 to go, fourth quarter. 44-35 the score. Franklin trying to crawl back into this game. Lawrence has played very well here tonight. Back up for Max Carey. Man-to-man still here for Lawrence. Here's Carey. Up for Kyle Martin, three ball, no good. Couldn't get it to go. Lawrence with the ball, and a head down for Mitchell Barra. He got tied up there with Martin, no call. Barra right back onto his feet, dribble drive, shot is off the mark, no good. He's fouled, and it looks like he'll head to the charity stripe here. Mitchell Barra to the line, he has 20 points. Trying to add to this Lawrence lead with 6:16 to go, fourth quarter. Second foul of the night on Kyle Martin. As Barra will head to the line, Anthony Monaco is going to check back in here for the Leopards. Barra's first shot, up and good. He has 21 now. See who checks out of the game here. It will be Jarrett Benjamin, who's had a nice night tonight for Lawrence. 2 points, but the sophomore doing a lot of the little things here for the Leopards. 45-35, Lawrence ahead as Barra steps to the line. His second shot is up and good. He is almost automatic, it seems, from the foul line. He's got 22. And now Franklin finds themselves down 46-35, 6:10 to go, fourth quarter, here from Lawrence High School. Here's Beers, drives, tries a reverse layup from that right baseline. Off the mark, no good, but he's fouled by Monaco, and Beers will step to the line here with 11 points. Lawrence has done a nice job trying to keep Beers in check. Beers trying to get it going here in the fourth quarter. Steps up to the line, shooting two. Here's first shot, rattles in. Boy, that one went around the whole cylinder. Looked like it was going to maybe pop out, but he gets the shooter's roll. So Beers with a team-high 12. Max Carey with 6, Kyle Martin with 6, Thies with 6, and Billy Davis with 6 as well. We have a timeout on the floor, 6:04 to go fourth quarter. 46-36 is the score. Lawrence on top of Franklin. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boats, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
6:04 to go fourth quarter here from Lawrence High School. It's 46-36. The Leopards on top of Franklin. These two teams, West Division foes. Lawrence in first place in the West Division, and every win is key for them as they try to advance to the Tri-Valley Championship in a couple of weeks. It's kind of a tight race behind them between Franklin, Edmiston, and Morris to see if anybody can catch Lawrence on the West Division. Beers to the line here for his second shot for Franklin. This one up and good. So Beers now with 13. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence ahead 46-37. Mitchell Barra with the ball for Lawrence as they go left to right. Barra has 22 points to lead the Leopards here. Passes over for Jared Conklin, who has 13. Back up for Barra, far side for Rockwell. Trying to work it around this 2-3 zone and take some time off the clock as well. They work it down low for Barra. Tries to muscle his way up and in. Barra now has 24 for Lawrence. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's 48-37. Lawrence on top of visiting Franklin. Max Carey with a shot. It's blocked. Billy Davis, the rebound up and good. Billy Davis now with 8 points. 5:27 to go, fourth quarter. It's 48-39. Lawrence on top with 5:20 to go. Here's Monaco for Conklin, and Franklin needs a stop. Here's Weir, top of the key for three. His second one of the night. Mason Weir now with 6 points. It's 51-39. And every time Franklin looks to get a stop, it just seems like Lawrence has been able to make that key shot. And now a turnover here on Franklin as they throw it away. This one off the leg of Max Carey and out of bounds. And the starting five back out onto the floor here for Lawrence. 5:04 to go in this fourth quarter. 51-39. Lawrence on top of visiting Franklin. Boys Tri-Valley action here tonight. And here is Conklin, top of the key. Conklin a little pull down. Back to the far side for Mason Weir. His three ball again is good. Mason Weir now with 9 points. That's two straight three-pointers. And that has really helped open up this ball game. Lawrence on top, 54-39. Big contribution there by the sophomore. Here's Casey Jacobson, top of the key. Knocked away there by Conklin. Ball on the floor. Franklin will take a timeout with 4:32 to go, fourth quarter. Very reminiscent of the last time these two teams met. A close game all throughout before Lawrence able to pull away in the fourth quarter. Same story here tonight, it seems. 54-39. Lawrence on top. 4:32 to go, fourth quarter. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. 4:32 to go, fourth quarter. 54-39 is the score. Two straight three-pointers by Mason Weir. The sophomore guard wearing number 33 has really helped Lawrence open this up. It's 54-39. Franklin will bring the ball in here, right in front of their own bench as they go right to left, and here's Casey Jacobson. Jacobson finds Beers into the paint. Turnaround shot. This one off the mark. No good. Gets his own rebound. Tried to tip it in. Couldn't get it to go. Lawrence with the rebound with 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Mason Weir. Finds Conklin left side. Conklin back up here to Mason Weir. Here's Weir to the right side. Closely guarded here as Franklin has switched it up to the man-to-man. Beers guarding Conklin. Now back up for Mason Weir. Goes one-on-one with Casey Jacobson. Lost the handle. Works his way to the hoop. He's fouled by Jacobson with 3:57 to go, fourth quarter. 54-39 the score. Mitchell Barra will check back in here for Lawrence. Conklin's going to come to the bench with 3:57 to go. 54-39 the score. Lawrence on top, trying to put Franklin away here deep in this fourth quarter on their home floor. Here's Mason Weir with a dribble drive. Again, he is fouled as Casey Jacobson trying to play some tight defense on him. 3:54 to go in the fourth. Team foul situation, 5, now 6 for Franklin, and 3 for Lawrence. Lawrence gets the ball in again here to Mason Weir. Gets to the foul line, shot is up and good. So Mason Weir into double figures. He now has 11 points. He's had a nice second half here. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Beers all the way to the hoop. He's fouled, can't get it to go, left-handed. We'll have a whistle, and Beers will go to the line. We'll see if it was on the floor or if it was shooting. I believe they are going to put it. I thought they were going to do shooting, but it's going to be underneath the basket. I thought maybe he had just gotten there for that first step. Franklin gets the ball in. Turner Thies in the corner for three. And Turner Thies now with 9 points. And it's 56-42 with 3.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And here is Mason Weir bringing the ball up the floor. Billy Davis is going to come off the bench here for Franklin. Weir to the foul line. Pulls up, shot no good. Rebound is pulled down here by Caleb Kane of Lawrence. Back out for Monaco. Monaco to the hoop and in. Anthony Monaco now with 8 points. Scooped up the rebound there and put it home. It's 58-42. Beers down the floor for three. No good for Franklin. And Barra's off to the races. Here's Mitchell Barra, left side, pulls up, jumper off the glass, too hard. Beers with the rebound, he gets to half court, gets through two, Beers all the way to the hoop, up and in. Derek Beers fouled, he now has 15, and he'll try to make it a three-point play as he got the finger roll to go. It's 58-44 with 2:54 to go, fourth quarter. Beers will step to the line, trying to make it 16. His team trails 58-44. Beers to the line. Makes the and one shot. He now has 16 to lead Franklin. 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. Now here's Conklin in the corner for three. Gets the shooter's roll. That one hit the rim, went high up in the air and bounced back down in. Conklin has 16 here for Lawrence. They lead 61-45 all the way to the hoop. And this one will go down for Turner Thies. Turner Thies now into double figures. He has 11 for Franklin. And he's fouled and looks for the three-point play. So Thies will step to the line. But in the meantime, Lawrence is going to take a timeout. 2:39 left in the ballgame here, folks. It's 61-47. Lawrence on top. We'll take a quick break here and come right back. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
The Egli family and the Egli Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egli Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egli Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egli Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:39 to go. Fourth quarter here live tonight from Lawrence High School. Boys action on CDO, and it's 61-47. Lawrence on top of visiting Franklin. Turner Thies will step to the line here for Franklin. He has 11 points, trying to complete the three-point play. Very reminiscent of the first game we did between these two teams, where Lawrence got hot in the fourth quarter and was able to hit some big shots. Same story here tonight. Franklin trying to cut back into that lead. Thies with a three-point play off the front rim, no good. And Mitchell Berra skies off the floor for the rebound here for Lawrence. He's had a great night. He's got 24. Here's Berra to half court. Comes down. Down the left wing as Lawrence goes left to right here with 2:25 to go. For Conklin in the right corner as the Leopards look to run a little clock here. Far side for Weir. Steps into the foul line. Back out for Berra. Berra, top of the key. Good defense here by Beers as Franklin is in the man-to-man. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. And here is Conklin. Let's see how aware he is. Down low for Monaco. Goes up off the rim and in. Monaco, it looked like it was going to die on the rim, but it got the roll, and Monaco now has 10. That's four guys in double figures here for Lawrence. 1:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's 63-47. Back the other way, Kyle Martin, a long three off the mark. Franklin has to shoot those shots to try to get back in as they trail here on the road with 1:45 to go. Good effort on both sides here tonight. And now we'll have a whistle. Going to be a foul on the play here against Lawrence, it looks like, with 1:39 to go. And this foul will be on Jared Benjamin as he was trying to get himself some room down low with the push-off. Some substitutions coming into the ball game here for Lawrence. Dylan Crean stepping into the ball game here for the first time tonight off the bench, as well as Michael Flatley. And that will do it tonight for Berra, as well as Conklin and Monaco, as well as Jared Benjamin. As we said, four guys in double figures for Lawrence, 24 for Berra, 16 for Conklin, 10 for Monaco, and 11 for Weir. Big night tonight for them on the other side. Beers with 16, Thies with 11, and Billy Davis with 8 to lead the way for Franklin. Speaking of, Billy Davis kicks it out here into the right corner for Turner Thies, looking for more. Three ball is no good. Max Carey tracks down the rebound and gets it loose for Derek Beers with 1:15 to go, fourth quarter. Beers to the hoop. And he's fouled on the baseline. Lawrence leads 63-47 as we wind down here in the fourth quarter with 1:16 to go. Caleb Kane will come back in here for Lawrence, as well as Edwin Rivera. And the crowd giving a standing ovation to the last starters that will check out of the game here tonight for Lawrence. Shooting the ball very well in what was a close game, all the way until about halfway through this fourth quarter, where, again, Lawrence just got hot with some three-point shooting by Mason Weir. So Derek Beers fouled on the baseline, goes to the line, hits the first foul shot. He now has 17. 63-48 the score as Beers steps up for his second shot for Franklin, up and through the hoop. Derek Beers now with 18, and Lawrence head coach Andy Carl take a timeout. We will as well. 63-49 with 1:16 to go, fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30. I'm Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:16 to go here, fourth quarter. Lawrence at home here against Franklin in boys Tri-Valley action. They lead 63-49. You're going to want to make sure to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give out our three awards brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency, ACO Brands of Sydney, and also by NBT Bank. A lot of awards candidates here tonight, folks, as there's been numerous players on both sides that are deserving of awards here tonight. Some nights you just don't have enough to give away for everybody that plays so well. Franklin comes with a full court press here, trying to chip their way back into this game. They trail by 14 with 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Beers putting on some good pressure here as Lawrence gets the ball in. They get it to half court, though, with Caleb Kane, and Kane will be fouled here by Billy Davis. And so Billy Davis, see how many fouls he has. I believe that's going to be his second foul of the night. Yes, it is. 1:12 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence with 18 fouls in the second half, and Franklin with 7. So the 1-1 here for Kane is up and good. His first 2 points of the night, Caleb Kane, the junior off the bench here. Another guy with good size here for head coach Andy Carr and this Lawrence squad. Kane for shot number 2, up and good. So Caleb Kane makes the most of his trip there to the charity stripe. Lawrence on top, 64-49. And Franklin will bring the ball up the floor, going right to left here in the purple and gold. Kyle Martin back out for Turner Thies. Thies into the corner now. Thought about a three, pulled it down. Hands it back off here for Kyle Martin. Top of the key for Max Carey. Three ball from top of the key, no good. Billy Davis with the rebound off the glass and good. And Billy Davis is into double figures. And that's three guys for Franklin now into double figures. And a steal here for the Purple Devils. They trail 64-51. Beers for three from the corner, no good. Looks to get his own rebound and will have a foul on the play. And this will be on Lawrence with 40 seconds to go. 64-51 the score. And again, another tight game through three, pretty much four quarters here. Before Lawrence is able to pull away. Yeah, more about three and a half quarters, I would say. 40 seconds to go here, fourth quarter, 64-51. As Beers will step to the line here after being fouled by Edwin Rivera. Lawrence fans not exactly happy with that call. They thought it was pretty much a 50-50. Beers will head to the line either way here for Franklin. First shot is up for Beers and good. He now has 19 as he is getting close to his 20 points average. As Franklin will go to the bench here as well. Logan Miller checking into the game as well as Dustin McNeely. He's in here for the Purple Devils. 40 seconds to go. Beers to the line for his second shot. 64-52, Lawrence on top here on their home floor. Beers can't get this one to go. It rattles out, goes into the corner, and Beers tracks down his own miss. Beers tries to get around the corner. We'll have another whistle. We'll see who this one is on. And this is going to be another foul here on Edwin Rivera of Lawrence with 36 seconds to go, and Beers is going to go right back to the line. So Beers sitting on 19, Turner Thies with 11, Billy Davis with 10 here for the Purple Devils. Beers to the line and can't get this one to go, so he's still stuck on 19 here. 36 seconds to go, and Beers lining up for his second shot here tonight. Lawrence had the box and one on him in the first half. He still got nine in that first half. Did a nice job there. Beers hits the second shot, so he has 20. We're down to 30 seconds to go. Lawrence leads 64-53. And Franklin will foul as they get the ball in here to Jordan Shaw of Lawrence, and Shaw will go to the line to shoot two here. 33 and a half seconds to go, so it certainly looks like Lawrence will pick up a big win here tonight on their home floor, and they will remain on top of the West Division here in the Tri-Valley League for the boys, as the first shot from the line for Jordan Shaw is off the mark, no good. Beers with a rebound, gets to half court. Passes over there to McNeely, tries a three. This one just a little short there. Rebound for Lawrence with 20 seconds to go. A nice looking shot there from Dustin McNeely. Shaw will work it up the floor, 15 seconds to go. Lawrence is going to pick up a win here tonight on their home floor. As ball loose here, and Shaw will pick it back up to just get out the final couple of seconds here in the contest. We'll have a whistle with 3 seconds to go. It'll be a turnover, actually, on Lawrence, as that was Dylan Crean just trying to run out the clock there. Actually comes up with a double dribble. Shaw will steal the inbounds pass and run out the clock here for Lawrence. It's the Leopards winning 64-53 here tonight on their home floor over visiting Franklin. Another solid ball game here tonight by both of these clubs. I think we'll be seeing them down the road either in the championship game of the Tri-Valley, perhaps for Lawrence, or in sectionals where we might see Franklin or Lawrence. Our awards coming up, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Bank as well. Again, the final, Lawrence wins in boys action 64-53 here from Lawrence High School. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for our awards and our postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. One last time for our post-game show live from Lawrence High School tonight as it's Lawrence defeating Franklin in boys action 64-53. Let's run you through the scoring summary here tonight. First for Franklin, Derek Beers finishes with a team-high 20 points. Max Carey with 6. Kyle Martin with 6. Turner Thies with 11. And Billy Davis with 10. So Franklin with 3 guys in double figures. Great to see there for the Purple Devils. The other side for Lawrence, Caleb Kane with 2, and Mitchell Barra with a team and game-high 24 to lead Lawrence here tonight. Jared Conklin with 16, Anthony Monaco with 10, Mason Weir with 11, and Jared Benjamin with 2 for head coach Andy Carr. His club wins tonight 64-53. Let's do our three awards here tonight. Folks, this was tough. You look at Lawrence, 4 guys in double figures. Franklin with 3. We only have 3 awards. We'll do our best here tonight. A lot of guys who were deserving. If we had an honorable mention here tonight, I certainly think we could fill it up. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that award to Mason Weir here tonight of Lawrence. Thought he did a very nice job in the first half. He had the tall task of guarding Derek Beers of Franklin. And I thought he played very good defense, but then got involved in the second half as well, hit a couple of big three-pointers, finished with 11 points. Overall, I just thought he had a good night. Mason Weir gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Our NBT Mang Outstanding Offense Award, NBT Mang, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Mitchell Barra of Lawrence tonight gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, finishes with 24 points, really thought he shot the ball well tonight, inside and out, he's a force either way, and really just got the job done, helped Lawrence to pull away here in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Mitchell Barra, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight for Lawrence. Our Echo Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. Echo Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that award to Derek Beers tonight from Franklin. He had a team-high 20 points for Franklin, had his hands full with the box and one that Lawrence was throwing at him, thought he did a lot of good things to keep his team fired up and motivated, and it was a real tight ball game until partway through that fourth quarter. And I thought even though the box and one was there, when he got the ball, he didn't force things. He found his open teammates. So we'll give Derek Beers the Echo Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight. It's going to do it for our broadcast. No broadcast tomorrow night. Boy, won't that be weird, folks. You'll be driving home or listening on the radio. We won't be there for once, but we will be back on Friday night as we'll be down in Afton. Walton boys visiting Afton in a great game down there, and next week we'll have a full slate of games as well featuring Unitego and Sydney on Tuesday and Wednesday next week in both boys and girls action. So still a lot of great basketball to come this season, and the playoffs are coming too, championships. It's going to be a fun time of year, so make sure you check out WCDOsports.com. That's where we'll have the podcast and our schedule. It's all right there, WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. That's going to do it for the broadcast here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us, and have a great night from WCDO Sports.